Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We remain in chapter 13 with verses 10 through 17. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Today in Matthew 13, verses 10 through 17, we encounter a pivotal moment where Jesus explains to his disciples why he speaks in parables. The disciples, curious about the purpose of his teachings, receive an enlightening response from their master. Jesus reveals that the truths of the kingdom of heaven are hidden from those who are spiritually blind and deaf, yet they are graciously revealed to those who seek him with open hearts, like you and me. This passage highlights a sobering reality. Throughout history, many Jewish leaders failed to recognize the true Messiah amidst the very prophecies they upheld. They had the scriptures, rich with promises of a Savior, yet their spiritual blindness prevented them from perceiving the fulfillment standing before them. Despite their extensive knowledge and religious authority, their hearts were hardened, and they missed the vital truth of God's redemptive plan unfolding in Christ. The irony is stark. Those who should have embraced the Messiah became indifferent or even hostile to his message. This serves as a cautionary tale for all. Jesus calls us not only to hear his words, but to understand and apply them in our lives. The invitation to surrender, to yield ourselves before God, remains open. Just as the disciples were granted insight into the divine mysteries, we too can receive spiritual understanding if we approach God with humility and faith. Let us not repeat the mistakes of the past. Instead of hardening of our hearts or ignoring the truth, may we surrender fully to the Lord. In doing so, we invite his transformative power into our life. The call is clear: see, hear, and act upon the truth of the Savior. For in our surrender lies the path to true fulfillment and eternal life. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ fit. Today my poem comes from Matthew 13. It's verses 10 through 17. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, Many Long to See What You See. In quiet form the teacher stood, his words like seeds in fertile woods. The crowds who gathered, ears so near, yet hearts remained blind to the seer. Why speak in tales, the bold inquired, to whom the truth is not inspired? For wisdom's gift is grace bestowed to those who seek the humble road. The prophet's word so long concealed, in veils of mystery yet eternally revealed, the hearts of leaders, hardened stone, ignored the grace they should have known. With every parable they call to see the depth of love, the grand decree. For those who listen, hearts laid bare, in Christ our Savior, we find our care. Oh, do not linger in shadows cast, with eyes that fall to see the past, that fail to see the past. Surrender fully, let faith ignite, embrace the truth, be drawn to light. For wisdom waits where minds are free. In humble hearts the Spirit's plea. Respond with grace. Let burdens cease. In Jesus' love find perfect peace. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It is July 24th, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. As I continue to lift my beautiful wife and soulmate up in prayers each and every day, I'm praying for your health and your well-being and your smile that comes across your face that drew me to your soul of Christ. That's why I call you my soulmate in Christ Jesus. Amen. I love you so much. May God continue to bless us in our union and lift us up and keep us safe. We call out to our good friends across the world, each and every one of them. We pray and bless all of you as we close today at 8:04 in Jesus' sweet name. We continue to pray for our brother-in-law as he overcomes some high blood pressure situations with a heart being replaced, valve being replaced some years ago. So we're praying for you today, Johnny. In Jesus' name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.